this week, but turn with me tonight to the book of Genesis. Genesis 37. It's a very, very familiar story to you Bible readers. You know, I want to begin reading with verse 23. I do desire your prayers tonight. Pray that God would anoint us and strengthen us and help us. You know. So, let's look to the Word of God. Verse 23, chapter 37. It says, "And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph out of his coat, his coat of many colors, that was on him. And they took him and cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat bread. And they lifted up their eyes and looked. And behold, a company of the Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spices and balms, myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? He said, Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him. For he is our brother, in our flesh, and his brethren were content. Then there passed by Midianites, merchant men, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit. And he rent his clothes. And he returned unto his brethren and said, The child is not. And I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat and killed a kid of the goats and dipped the coat in the blood. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, and said, This have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. And he knew it, and said, It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, If I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. This his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him into Egypt unto Potiphar and Ossipher of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. I want you to look back with me tonight to verse 32, 33. It says, And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, This have we found. He said, Know now whether it be thy son's coat or no. Notice in verse 33, and it says, And he knew it and said, It is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. He knew it and said, It is my son's coat. It is my son's coat. God would help me tonight. You'd pray for me. I'd like to preach on believing the worst. Believing the worst. He said, it is my son's coat. Here it was, Jacob knew beyond a shadow of a doubt and felt like that Joseph was dead. He felt like that he was dead. He really did. But I'd like to say to us here tonight that God doesn't want to give to us, and God doesn't want us to have, come on, I wish you'd help me now, and what he hasn't given us. He doesn't want us to have what he hasn't given us. I feel like there's one thing in particular here in these scriptures that God doesn't want us to have. And I feel that no doubt beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jacob feared that his son Joseph was dead. This is it. It is all over. It's all over. In other words, he was believing the worst. How many times, sometimes, that fear grips our heart and we begin to believe the worst. Come on, can you say amen? I don't want to talk too much about the economy here, and I'm really not. I'm really not. But none of us really knows the outcome of what it's going to be. We really don't. But there's a God in heaven that does. He does. I don't know about you, but I believe I'm just going to look to him. I believe I'm going to keep my eyes on him. Aren't you? Come on, help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you something, church. He has not given us the spirit of fear. Come on, can you say amen? The spirit of fear is not of the Lord. I know we need to fear God. Come on, help me right here. I know we need to fear him. But sometimes the enemy will give us that spirit of fear, my friend, and we'll be scared to even move or do anything. Come on, can you say amen? That's just about what has got a hold to our country now. I mean, it's fear. And that's exactly what the enemy wants us to have, is fear. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something, church. I don't know why. I really and truly, even while I'm preaching right here on the very first night, I'm a questioning God why he started me out this way, but I'm kind of feeling better about it. It's going to be hard to have revival if we are battling with that spirit of fear. Come on, can you say amen? We're going to be more concerned about what the outcome of this is going to be. What the outcome of that's going to be. Come on. I wish that we could just lay aside everything right here for just a little while and just look into the heavens of what God has got for his children. Come on, help me right here. I don't know how you feel about it, and I don't know how you believe, but I believe that we're living the last of the last days. I believe that the Lord is soon to return, and what we're going to do for God, we'd better be doing quickly. But that's the reason the devil would love to come on, help me right here, to encapture us with that spirit of fear, my friend. He'll get us to the place in these last days. He'll think that we're not even going to be able to have a revival. We're not even going to be able to see an outpouring of the Spirit of God. I want to tell you something. If we'll get our minds made up and we'll be obedient to the Spirit of God, I believe he can save souls right here this week. I believe he can sanctify believers. I believe he can baptize with the Holy Ghost. Come on. I'm not going to question whether he can heal or not. Come on. I'm not even going to question whether he can perform a miracle. But I want to tell you, if we are battling with that spirit of fear, my friend, it's going to be hard for the Lord to do anything. And I know that our God can do the very impossible. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight. But I'm also a feeling that there's somebody right here tonight that's under the sound of my voice that you are battling with that spirit of fear. Oh, help me preach. Help me preach. Help me while I preach. You see, there's something about fear. Fear robs us of our ability to love. Come on, to love God. To even to love one another. Come on, help me while I preach. But not only that, if only we were set free from this stronghold of fear, come on. Help me right here for just a little while. I want to tell you there is some that's afraid to move and make a move for God. On account of they got fear of rejection. Come on, help me right here. I'm not going to be accepted. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for just a little while. I'm going to be misunderstood. Come on, I'm the world's number one, come on, of saying things and being misunderstood. I'm the world's number one of saying words that did not even be said right. But I want to tell you something. God has helped me to get beyond some fear. And I'll probably be and say a few more of them. Can you say amen? Help me right here for a little while. I want to tell you something. If we're going to have a move of God, I feel like in these last days that God is going to pour out His Spirit upon us. Come on, I feel like God is going to help us right here. Right, come on, in this revival, it's not because of Brother Lee and Head is here, but it's because God is seeing the hunger and the desire and the thirst of His people. Come on, help me right here. But there is something that holds us back, and there is something that keeps us back. Listen to me, Mom and Dad, when we've got that fear about us, don't you realize that those young children, they sense that fear, and they can detect that fear that is right there. Come on, can't they detect the fear that is in the service? Come on, you come on, help me right here for just a little while. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here on the very first night. Come on, I told Brother Mike this morning, I said, you done so well this morning, it'll be all right with me if you just want to go on and take it tonight. And I meant every word of it. But I want to tell you what I'm a feeling tonight. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is here. He's going to help somebody to overcome that fear. And I must tell you, my friend, the only way you're going to overcome fear is by faith, my friend. And putting your faith in God. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I want to God right here tonight that we could believe God. And you know what I'm afraid of? The devil is afraid right here tonight that there is somebody that is going to believe God and put their faith in God that he really doesn't know what to do. But I want to God right here that somebody would go on and obey the Spirit of God. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. Help me while I preach. Help me while I preach. You see, here it was. Joseph's brothers sold him and deceived their father. They brought the coat of Joseph, which had caused so many problems. Come on. But it bothers me, Brother Mike, in the day and the time that we're living in, where so many church people are being deceived by the enemy. Come on, help me right here. Help me. Help me while I preach. The devils are telling some of us we can't have revival. We can't have a move of God. But we'll never see it like it was in the 50s. We'll never see it like it was in the 60s. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, Wall Street might not know which way the money market and all that kind of stuff is going to go in the stock market. But I tell you one thing, God is not short on His supply of His Spirit in heaven. Come on, help me right here. I believe that His storehouse is still full right here tonight. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. Help me while I preach. Help me while I preach. Oh, God, here it was as I look at Jacob. Jacob's conclusion was based on evidence before him. It was natural for Jacob to respond like he responded. He saw the evidence right there before him. Come on, help me right here. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do it tonight. If Brother Mike would help me right here for a little while. Hold his coat right here. That's Brother Lee and Head's coat. It goes from a suit pack. Don't run off with it. I don't think you will. I want to tell you, we're going to say right here tonight that that's Jacob's coat. And no, Joseph's coat. And Jacob was looking at it. Now, I know that's my son's coat. Come on, I know that's the one that I made of him of many colors. I'm a seeing the blood of the goats all over that coat. No doubt by this time I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Joseph is dead. My son is dead. There's the evidence right there. The blood is on the coat. Come on, help me right here. You know what? The devil is stacking up the facts all around some of you. He's like, you've got the evidence all around you. Come on. But the pastor said this morning that our God is still a miracle performer. Come on, help me right here. He's a telling some of you that your loved ones will never be saved. He's a telling some of you that you will never feel the Spirit of the Lord like you one time felt the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, I appreciate what the brother said back there when he testified. He said, I pray that the Lord will just pour His Spirit out on this revival. And you know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is just wanting to come right by on the very first night of revival and pour His Spirit out on the first night of revival. But you know what some of us are doing? We are looking at the coat, and we're looking at the blood on the coat. Come on, the facts is there, my friend. The evidence is there, but our God is still rule. Our God still reigns. Our God is still got all power. Our God can read Lamb of God can still do the impossible. Oh, glory to God. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here tonight. I'm wanting to help and to minister to somebody right here tonight in this house, my friend. Sweet Lamb of God. But you know what we're doing? We are looking at the evidence. Now let me, I don't know everything about this preacher right here. But I'd be willing to tell you that there was some in this community, and there was some in this area that never dreamed that you'd be passing the church right here. They never dreamed that he would do a work. This is your hometown, isn't it? They never dreamed he'd do a work in his hometown. They never dreamed that he would be so full of love and compassion in his heart that you can feel, come on, that's just radiating out from him. They never dreamed that. You know what they was looking at? They were looking at the evidence. Come on, they were looking at the facts. But they wasn't looking at what God was able to do. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. I want to tell you something. I'm feeling revival already. Come on, I was a little bit hesitant when I got up here. I'm a feeling better already. And there are some of you right here tonight. You've got your eyes on the evidence. You've got your eyes on the fact. Well, come on, help me right here. I would to God we'd look unto the hills for which cometh our help. Because our help is going to come in the morning. I don't know where some of you are at tonight. It might be a sad time. And you might be a dark night. And you might be a midnight hour. But I want to tell somebody something here tonight. Weeping may indeed for a night, but joy is a coming in the morning. Oh, glory to God. I'm a feeling a Shekinah glory of Almighty God right here tonight. I'm a feeling the third person of the Godhead right here tonight resting upon us. You know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling help for somebody right here tonight in this house, my friend. But you are looking at the evidence. Come on, you're looking at the coat, and you're looking at the blood on the coat while Joseph is alive all the time. Help me preach. Let me preach. Preaching tonight, God. Preaching, Lord. All Jacob saw was the blood on the coat. That's all he said. That's all he saw. And it rested in his mind. There's no doubt. That's my son's coat. That's my son's coat. Come on, and my son is dead. Come on, my son is dead. Come on. Could I talk to somebody right here tonight for just a little while? I want to tell you what. Fear will cause you. It will cause you to draw conclusions. Come on. And this is what I'm a feeling right here tonight. I'm a feeling there's somebody right here tonight from the sound of my voice that you are battling with that spirit of fear. And that fear is causing you to draw conclusions. Come on. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost is helping us right here tonight. I really am.
I really am, and I want to tell you something I'm feeling also. I'm a feeling that the devil is not liking this, but it ain't none of the devil's business. Come on, we are children of God. And we have got a right, come on, to exercise our faith and believe in God. And the devil's so afraid right here tonight that somebody's going to obey God. I don't know how y'all are around here, but I tell you how I operate. Let me just go on this level with you and tell you how I operate. You don't have to wait for the piano player. You don't have to wait for a song. When you feel the Spirit of the Lord drawing you, that's the time to obey God. Is that all right, Pastor? Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something. I've got great respect for this man. I want to tell you I appreciate him. And I've never tried to undermine a pastor. But there is one thing about it. I do know what it's going to take to have revival. And that is when we obey the Spirit of the Lord. But did you know what some of us will do? We'll feel a tugging and a wooing of the Spirit of the Lord. A tugging on our hearts, a knowing that we should move, and a knowing that we should come out of there. But did you know what keeps us nailed back? It's the fact of fear, my friend. Come on, we've done drawn conclusions. Come on, help me right here for a while. But then again, there was a time, you know, as good as you see this preacher standing up here with this gold shirt on. Come on, help me right here for a while. You remember the time when you'd been up from those pews, you'd been down in the aisle, and you'd been down around the altar, and you'd be getting help from God. But it's a spirit of fear that is a sweet lamb of God. I'm a feeling the Holy Ghost right here. Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to plead the blood of the Lamb over that spirit of fear. That's the only thing I know that's going to take it, my friend. It's when we plead the blood of the Lamb over that and we exercise our faith. And when we rise up in faith, sweet lamb of God, I'm a feeling His glory right here tonight. You know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling victory right here tonight for somebody in this house, my friend. If we would just exercise our faith and overcome that spirit of fear.
But we look at the coat. We look at the coat. And we say, there's the evidence. There is the facts. We look at the coat. Come on, but fear causes us to draw conclusions. But listen to me, dear child of God. Listen to me, saint. The Bible tells us, and Paul's writing to Timothy, that for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Come on, help me right here. You see, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God. Sometimes, isn't it something? We believe the worst sometimes when we have a headache. We'll have a headache. You know what the devil will be telling us, my Lord? You must have a tumor. Come on, it must be an aneurysm. It's got to be something. He'll have us believe in the worst. Come on, help me right here. Isn't it amazing? Come on. When something, a little pain goes somewhere. I mean, you start having a pain in your shoulder. My Lord, I believe I'm fixing to have a heart attack. Come on, evidently it must be a stroke or something that'll fix to happen. He'll have us to believe in the worst. Come on, can you say amen right here? Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something, what I'm a feeling right here tonight. I'm a feeling that somebody's faith is a building in them and somebody's wanting to reach out and somebody's wanting to cry out unto God. But we think we got to be here to 8 o'clock of preaching before we give the altar call. No, 1,000 times no. I tell you what we need more than anything is for those that needs help in God to be obedient to the Spirit of God to rise up. Come on, help me right here tonight. You know what? Come on, oh, glory to God. Come on, the enemy of our soul is so afraid right here tonight that somebody's going to get victory that he really doesn't know what to do. You know what I would do tonight if I was you? I would surprise the devil and to show the devil that I can rise up in the name of the Lord. It's not in the name of the church. It's not in the name of Brother Mike Nichols. It's not in the name of Brother Lee and Head. But in the name of Jesus, my friend, you can be an overcomer. Come on, sweet Lamb of God. Come on, church. I'm a feeling even right now. Come on. That there is somebody right here that's already you're wanting to get around this altar. Your heart's already racing within you. Come on, help me right here. Oh, glory to God. You already want to be on your feet. You already wanting to come. I'll tell you what I'd do if I was you. If I was a feeling that way, I'd quit looking at the coat. Come on, I'd get my eyes off of the coat. I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd begin to look to the Lord, my friend. Come on, I'd look to the hills for which cometh my help. I'd get rid of
of that fear. Come on, help me right here. The Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on. Hey, this is what revival is all about. It's not how long a preacher can preach. Come on, it's obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, it's having a, come on. It's having a, oh, glory to God. I'm a feeling the Lord right here tonight. But you know what I'm a feeling? I'm a feeling there are some others of you, you want to get your eyes off of that coat and you are wanting to look to the Christ, and the devil is trying to distract you. He's trying to block your vision. I want to God tonight you'd quit looking at the coat and look to the Christ. Woo! Sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord here tonight. I really am. I really am.
Help me, God. I'm just going to quit. I feel the Lord.
Woo!
Oh, God, touch me, Lord. Touch me.
Holy, holy, holy.
Oh.
Holy, holy. Hey, don't be distracted by the coat. Look to the cross. Look to the Christ. Come on, for some reason or another, I still feel it right here that there is somebody abounding with fear, my friend. But you don't have to leave this sanctuary tonight with that fear in your heart. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. If somebody wants to come get a song, if somebody wants to play the piano, that's all right with me. But most of all, my friend, get rid of that spirit of fear that you are battling with.